nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
So here I am, down to one turntable, starting it off here, episode 60, with the most appropriate thing for a one turntable show. Music for Parties, Silicon Teens, cover of Memphis, Tennessee. Great little record there. Had this one for a long time. Since high school, I play it every time I have a party. So that's like two or three times. And, yeah. It's one of these records that obviously is rather novel, but has really grown on me as time has gone on. And, you know, I've learned a little bit from playing at parties, and people at parties tell me, oh, you know, that's such and such, or this, you know. And I think it's the guy who started Mute Records. It's like his little band there that he has fun with. Coming up next here, just to let me cue this guy up, is another novelty record that I've had for quite some time. I bought it in 2001 from the Massachusetts Flea Market in Revere Beach, Massachusetts, in a crate of 12-inch singles. I got this one. It's by a band called Rock and Roll, and the song is called I Just Wanna Rap. And I think you know what that means. That was a great buy. I've talked about it before in this show. This is, of course, the show where I play music and remember where I got the music and what it means in my life. And so I've really, you know, this, I haven't listened to this too many times, but I've always cherished it because it's A, so amazingly novel, and B, reminds me of good times. At the Mass Market, I bought a bunch of records, and I actually traded some of those records for a ride to a Boston Red Sox game, during which I sat in the owner's box. True story. Not that, you know, baseball is really that good, to watch. It's mostly relaxing, but, you know, records to baseball, it's a complete Boston story. So, enjoy this, novelty hit. I'm sure you will.
Yo, Rap! What's up? Are you ready? Word!
funny thing. But it said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Okay, well, that was, of course, Love, and I gotta be honest with you folks, I don't know if I've played them before. Now, this show is all about me playing one song from every artist in my record collection, or one song from every record, one record per artist in my record collection, and I don't know if I've played Love before, but... when I do a Google search of where this podcast is contained, I can't find, well, first of all, Love comes up way too many times, and I couldn't find, you know, little black book or, you know, little red book or whatever it's called. I couldn't find Revisited. I couldn't find anything. So there we go. Played a little Love for you there. A band that has, you know, spanned the test of time. That's all I can really say. And before that, I started all off this Technically Challenged show with Silicon Teen, Memphis, Tennessee, music for parties, and followed by a real party track, I Just Want to Rap by Rockin' Roll. And then I actually managed to fix the other turntable, and then realized turntable one's only giving you a left channel only. That's because I'm broadcasting from the studios of KSDT, KSTD, as some people call it, here in at the University of California, San Diego. Not forever, hopefully nearing the end of my time here. Because, let's face it, nothing ever works. Okay, but back to the memories, trying to focus on the positive here. Episode 60, that's kind of amazing. I'm going to play something next by the amazing Alice Robbie. Now, I got this record pretty recently, but I used to have an Alice Robbie CD, and really this record was replacing that, and that memory stretches back to 1998, great year, where I lived in Quebec City for 3 months, and I watched this amazing made-for-TV documentary about, made-for-TV dramatization of the life of Alice Robbie, and I used to go to the high school that was right next to the old folks' home that she lived in slash owned. Yeah, she had her own old folks' home, and she was apparently quite crazy. Her face was on the entire side of the building. So that to me, that is pretty amazing. And her biggest hit, of course, Tico, I think. I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play her rendition of Brazil. I don't even know why. There's so many memories I once stayed out super late, like all night in Quebec City. And this was 1998. This was a long time ago. That was very exciting. With a friend, I drank coffee even. I even had a coffee. It was more like a mocha to be truly honest, but it didn't, it tasted okay. I think it had a scoop of ice cream in it or something. And then I stayed out all night. I also once ate sugar pie during that period of my life, and I was really sick. I had like this insane headache, and I threw up. And I saw lots of incredible bands, Tricky Woo, Desh Don't Fass, which if I translated, you'd be extremely offended. And just had a million amazing memories, and they all center around this singer, Alice Robbie, Quebec superstar legend.
Au pays merveilleux où tous les amoureux songent qu'à s'aimer sans cesse et leur chant plein de gaieté dans la nuit vient nous bercer, nous charmer, nous transporter au beau pays enchanté. We'll be right back.
Not the Headcoats, but the Headcoatees, and a song called Davy Crockett, which, of course, is a Headcoats song, right? No, I don't know. It's written by Billy Childish. But from their Sisters of Suave LP, which I'm going to go ahead and say this is like a life-defining record. But I don't know exactly where I got it. I do know I got it in 1999. And I just remember putting it on and just thinking every song is perfect. And even now, I couldn't decide which song to play. So I just played the first song from the first side. Can't go wrong with that, right? But yeah, you know, that pretty much sums up high school for me. That song there, that track there, that experience, radio experience you just had. And before that, we listened to Heavy Hawaii, a track called Sleeping Bag. A band that I, basically one of my only favorite bands from San Diego. And I think that album will, in the future, make me feel as nostalgic as the Headcoatees made me feel. I guess I'm still relatively excited about Heavy Hawaii, although they haven't, they haven't become sort of boring status yet, which means, I'll leave it at that. But hopefully soon, someday, because they're a great band. And I think too cool for me, too. I think that's their most defining feature, memory-wise, context-wise. I'm not really cool enough to hang with that crowd. It's fine. I accept it. But great music. And, you know, so there you go. And we started off that whole thing with, who did we start it off with? Alice Robbie. Yeah, that's right. 1998, grade 10, snow, going to the Dépanneurs, buying chocolate bars whenever I wanted to. It was a really good time of my life. Great time of my life. Okay, so coming up here next, episode 60, a complete abridged record collection. The internet podcast / internet broadcast where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection and relive the memories that make up each one. Well, coming up next is another classic band, although I didn't buy this record until relatively recently. I'm trying to remember where I bought it, but I think it was actually in San Diego. Oh, no, it wasn't. I can see the Amoeba sticker here. I think I bought this on the great record buying trip last fall to San Francisco. I went to both Amoebas and I kind of bought records indiscriminately. I just wanted to go for stuff that was so classic that was part of my personal canon but that I didn't own. And this is a perfect example. It's a little mysterious guy called Question Mark and his band The Mysterians, the album 96 Tears. We're going to listen to the track called I Need Somebody.
how about that? I said skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Oh, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Move forward about four paces, then start moving back, yeah. Snap your fingers by your side, bend your elbows back. Now skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? 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 Slide to the left and then to the right. Lean forward, then you lean way back. Let's slide all night. Oh, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? 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 Oh, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Slide to the left and then to the right. Lean forward, then you lean way back. A little slide all night. Now, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Oh, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Yeah, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Oh, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Yeah, skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that? Skeet, skeet, scat, scat. How about that?
It's the Neville Brothers there with a song called Skeet Scat from The Best of Art and Aaron Neville, a record I also bought during that really great San Francisco trip about a year ago. What else did I do on that trip besides buy records? I think that's when the Giants won the World Series, or maybe they won... Oh, my mom was there, I think. Is that what happened? I don't know, man. It's making me remember. Well, first of all, I was visiting my brother, so that is the strongest part. He had this little apartment down in the Mission there, the cool part of town. I think my mom was there. I took the train and visited Sandy and Berkeley for a while. That was fun. It was quite rainy. I remember that. It was really pleasant. I felt very free that trip. That's all I can say, and that's listening to the Neville Brothers there. I think you have to feel free to go and look at R&B records, you know? You'd be like, I need a good blues record. I'm going to go to this record store and buy a rhythm and blues record. You know, you got to feel sort of like you don't care that other people are going to think you're super lame. But I don't know. That's getting too much into it. Too real. So let's see. Before that, we listened to The Mysterians, I Need Somebody. That's just like a high school classic, man. That's just, I gotta play that. Great LP. Great LP. Coming up next, change the gears a little bit, but still staying within great music, new era. This is a record that I bought maybe in, I don't know, I want to say third year undergrad, when I really got into sort of buying garbage. It's a band called The Flirts, which I think are a Canadian disco group. 1984, an LP called Born to Flirt. West Montreal, what's it called? Yeah, anyways. One of those neighborhoods was like a mecca for 80s disco. And, you know, you talk about Italo disco and sort of Dutch disco and all this stuff. Belgian cold wave. Well, Canada contributed a little bit to that. And here is a great track by the Flirts called Danger.
Thank you. aunque estés lejos tú de mí. Contigo sueño y soy feliz. No importa la distancia que exista entre nosotros, si es verdadero nuestro amor. Mi amor, tu amor, tu amor, mi amor, mi amor, tu amor, shalala.
Tu Amor, Mi Amor by Second Civilization, Duzia Civilization, from Todos Juntos, Volume 2. Yeah, I know. Crappy record, but great song. What can you say? Got this one actually in San Diego, not in Tijuana, but I am planning a trip. One final blowout trip to Tijuana to buy LPs and go crazy and to finally cash in on living here. Before that, we listened to Electro Man, Cowboys of Scotland. And that's an album that I got from the closing down of the Music Trader in Point Loma. Now there's a new record store open there. I haven't been to it yet, but the closing down, I've told so many stories about that night. What a great night. Alex Miranda and I lived it up. We saw some great bands play, and man, I could talk about that forever. Great Sunday night. Always go out to do something when it's that special on a Sunday night. Stop being lazy, everyone. Just stop it. And we started that off with The Flirts, Canadian Disco, Can Disco. I didn't see some catchy name, but great little track there, Danger. A record that reminds me of digging in the many great places, Mars, and no, Mars was terrible, but a record store. It was like this record store that you would sometimes come across porn in between the records. And, of course, the Junk Barn out at the end of the Blue Line, still very pretty secret place. Love to go back there one of these days. I think that's going to be it here for episode 60, fraught with technical details, but during the show I fixed both turntables. I don't know if you noticed that. Changed the cartridges on there, and you know, they're sounding good now. So I'm going to finish off with this band, Dog Day. I just opened this record. I've had it in my collection for about a year, and I'd never listened to it because it was given to me by the band, Dog Day, down at the Tin Can Ale House. I think I played a show with them, or maybe just was there to see someone else and they were playing. And I don't remember them being particularly mind-blowing, but this record was recorded by Rick White, who was in the band Eric's Trip, I think. The internet is for facts. This is just for, you know, pure sentimental stuff here, you know. Sentimental now, sentimental later. I really don't want to get bogged down with, you know, who was in what band and what they did, what album this was. But the band is Dog Day. They were so nice. I think I offered them to stay in my house, and they may have taken me up on that, gave me this record, or maybe they just straight up gave me a record. I can't remember, but when I think of Tin Can, I just think about standing outside, and I was, that's what I was doing. And, well, you know, to me, it conjures up a very rich image in my mind just to look at this record cover. To you, it means nothing, unless you is me 40 years from now, which is the point of this podcast. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this 1 hour a week, trying to relive my life. Well, relive this. It's Ritual by Dog Day. Thanks for listening.